a special morning conversation this morning as we look at a regional effort to prepare for massive severe weather and other disasters across southern Illinois and the rest of the region. Guests in studio this morning include Peter Lemish, who is the Imagining Geographies facilitator at SIU Carbondale and a liaison between several groups and SIUC researchers here on the SIU campus. Miriam Link Mullison is the director of the Jackson County Health Department, and Mike Maddox is an RN and is president of the Shawnee Preparation and Response Coalition, also known as SPARC, and he works through Memorial Hospital of Carbondale in that effort. Good morning to all three of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For people who are unfamiliar with what's going on, there are a couple of planning meetings going on this week, and you're talking about ways that the region as a whole can be better prepared for disasters that may or may not come to our region. Miriam, if I could just start with you. I know that this kind of grows out of conversations that have been had with the Healthy Southern Illinois Delta Coalition and things like that. Is that right?
Right. The Healthy Southern Illinois Delta Network has been around since 2008, and we've been working to improve our communities and improve and transform Southern Illinois into a place where healthy choice is the easy choice. But now we're looking at this in a broader way. If we can help our communities now and in with disease management and prevention of disease, then we know that they're going to be better prepared for whatever emergencies might happen. And we're starting to connect those two major parts of the mission of public health: promoting health and preparing for emergencies.
So not just responding to these emergencies, but having people understand better their own health needs and being able to respond perhaps on their own rather than having to go to a facility somewhere.
Right. This all comes from the observation that during emergencies, one of the issues that sort of is a drag on resources are all the folks that have chronic diseases that are, you know, have additional needs during an emergency. Well, we want to work with them before emergencies so that they're better able to respond to their own needs. And I think that, you know, really what we're trying to do is decrease the vulnerability of the entire community and try to build resiliency in the community. Do you have someone that you can call? Is there a neighbor that can come and help you? Can the church establish a call system where they're working with the most vulnerable in their community? Can neighborhoods get together and do some things? So we're really looking at making sure that we have resilience communities and that we have communities with less poverty, less chronic disease, and all of those factors will help us every day, but they definitely help us in an emergency response.
When you talk about those facilities that are inundated with people, not just the acute victims of something that happens, whether it's an earthquake, severe weather, those sorts of things, you also see those chronically ill people. Mike, you coordinate with hospitals and medical centers all over the region, so you see this very dramatically when something happens.
Yes, I do. And during the May 8th storm, we did see that across the, at least across the area where the major or most impact was. It's something very, very real, and the hospitals are all trying to anticipate this. And so for years, hospitals in particular, along with all of our other what we call community partners, the EMA, the fire departments, the health departments, the list, excuse me, the list is too long to name, really, but all these groups have been preparing and wanting to make sure that we decrease the impact of a disaster beforehand by being ready, by seeing what we can do to otherwise lessen the impact. And in the medical community, for years, we were working together, the hospitals in the regions, the other medical professionals, and developing a network to assist each other and to prepare ahead of time. And as this has grown, and as we've brought in other community partners, and I don't want to sound like we're the ones that have just organized this. I mean, the EMA has been doing this for years also, and so has the health departments and many others. But we realize that we need to respond together during an emergency, so we need to prepare ahead of time and know what each other's mission is ahead of time, knowing what populations we serve and how we do it, and then work together to decrease that risk beforehand. Because if we can increase everyone's level of preparedness, it makes the event and the response go much more smoothly.
Keeping the coordination and the communication going is something that can be helped in experts in a number of fields. And Peter, I know that's how you're kind of coordinating with a lot of the people who have expertise on the SIU campus here in Carbondale. What types of things are you bringing to the table here?
Well, I think we're bringing many years of research that helps support this work. We're also working with a senior researcher at the Center for Disease Control who is actually an SIU alum and the 2011 Alum of the Year, Dr. Mark Keim, and he has helped us to understand the importance of research in terms of these vulnerable populations. And as Miriam was saying just a moment ago, if we were working with vulnerable populations, our focus is, of course, now with the disaster, but if we're working with them over a long period of time and we're trying to lessen the degree of poverty or their vulnerability, we're increasing their resilience. So what we need to do is find out more about their needs and find ways that we can coordinate more broadly than our own networks to have the whole range of social services connected with them. Let me give you a really concrete example of persons living with disabilities in our region. During any kind of electrical shortage, they're in significant difficulty because if they're in a motorized chair and unable to move around their apartment and there's no electricity and the electricity is actually out in the door that lets you get in or out of their facility, then there's a significant need for us to think about how can land owners or owners of these facilities have generators that can address this. So this was one of the populations. There are 18 different factors that are in the Social Vulnerability Index. So we're trying to recruit researchers here to broaden our research that's been very significant in the areas of mitigation and understanding the difficulties and threats and hazards in our region. We're trying to develop in our own college, which is Mass Communication and Media Arts, we're trying to think about many of the things that Miriam was talking about, from the most sophisticated forms of social media to the older form of knocking on doors and making sure that we have neighbors who are accessible to us. So we're working with the new group called the Shawnee, the Sparrow Coalition, excuse me, that is working with people who are in need, including helpless populations, to have us work with the churches to have connections with these populations. So I think that's a really important task for our college to take on.
It takes a lot of coordination and a lot of planning just to know who needs to go where in what type of situation. Miriam, I know that there are two events going on this week, just a minute or so remaining. How can people get more involved, and what is going on this week that you'll be working on?
We are actually, Mike's group is sponsoring the a regional disaster conference on Wednesday, and registration is still open for that, for to learn more about the response to preparedness. And then on Thursday, we've pulled together a group throughout the region to look at this area of disaster risk reduction, and how can we take our individual efforts and combine them and collaborate with each other to strengthen a regional approach to disaster risk reduction. Today happens to be International Disaster Risk Reduction Day, so this is not just something that's happening in Southern Illinois or in the United States, but it's happening all over the world. As we see more and more natural disasters, we need to be ready, and we need to be working now to be prepared.
Sure. I, as usual, run out of time before we have time to talk about everything that's going on, but I'd like to thank Peter Lemish, Miriam Link-Mullison, and Mike Maddox. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And if you'd like more information on these coalitions and these groups that are working, you can contact the Jackson County Health Department. Now, if you call today, they are closed for Columbus Day, but call tomorrow, 684-3143, for more information.